Numerical Weather Prediction. Chapter 1. Numerical Weather Prediction Model. Number 1. History of NWP Model. NWP is a series of processes that numerically integrate the governing equations for the dynamical and physical principles of the atmospheric phenomena using a computer and analyze the present state and then predict the future weather conditions quantitatively. British meteorologist Richardson in 1922 argued that weather forecast can be produced by solving the governing equations with numerical methods rather than analytical methods. He attempted to predict the surface pressure after 6 hours using observations, but it resulted in an unrealistic increase in atmospheric pressure of 60 hectopascals in 6 hours. It turned out that the large error was caused by a combination of various factors, such as lack of observation data, lack of analytical and numerical solution techniques. The era of numerical forecast began in the 1950s, as the development of computers has gradually improved these problems. In particular, Charney, 1948, and scientists in Princeton University played leading roles. They emphasized a simplification of governing equations with respect to the complexity of the atmospheric phenomena and developed a quasi-geostrophic model to solve problems. Subsequently, Charney and Eliasson, 1949, quantitatively predicted the disturbances of the middle latitude westerlies and proved the possibility of numerical forecasting. Number 2. Types of NWP models. NWP models currently used for operations can be categorized into 3, according to what they predict. First, a general circulation model, GCM, simulates the global changes of the ocean and atmospheric conditions in the troposphere and lower stratosphere. Korean Meteorology Administration, KMA, runs 40 to 25 kilometers GCM for the extended range forecast, greater than 10 days, and seasonal forecasts, greater than 1 month. A regional prediction model is most widely used for weather prediction of specific regions such as East Asia. For the regional prediction model in KMA, the horizontal resolution is about 12 kilometers and the lead time is about 72 hours. Regional forecast requires forecast information outside the region simulated by the GCMs. A local prediction model is used to predict local and detailed weather variations, which are particularly affected by terrain. The model used in KMA has 1.5 kilometers horizontal resolution and produces 36 hours prediction. For the information outside the specific area, it uses the prediction output from the regional prediction model. Also, there are some models that are purpose-tailored, such as models for predicting ocean waves, fog, and aerosol. Chapter 2. Principles of NWP Model. For numerical forecasting, the atmospheric motion must be structured for computer program processes. To achieve this goal, the meteorological variables should be divided into grid boxes, and representation of the atmospheric properties in each grid box should be as realistic as observed. The atmospheric motion on a grid point is driven by the sum of all the forces acting on it, and the values of state variables in a grid point, such as temperature, pressure, and humidity, indicate the averaged value which changes over time. By constructing a system of equations governing the atmosphere and expressing it numerically for computation, we can predict the future on the basis of three-dimensional data. Number 1. Governing Equation Set. The equations governing the atmosphere are called primitive equations, which include equations of motion, thermodynamic equation, moisture equation, continuity equation, and ideal gas law. The terms Q, E, and C on the right side are related to physical processes such as convection, radiation, precipitation, turbulent mixing, etc. These terms are calculated using physical parameterization. How can we use these differential equations to predict future values? Let's assume a variable U, zonal wind, at time n. We will predict the U from one step back, n minus 1, to the current U, and to one step forward, n plus 1. This problem can be easily solved by the following process. Change in time is the time interval. For example, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. The tendency of U, rate of change of U, is needed to predict U n plus 1. This can be calculated from the equation of motion of the primitive equations. The x momentum equation can be simplified by assuming the geostrophic balance. In this equation, the left-hand side is the rate of change U that we need to calculate. The first term on the right-hand side is the Coriolis force, and the second term is the pressure gradient force. Since F is a constant, we can obtain the tendency of U if we have the values of meridional wind, V, air density, rho, and pressure gradient at time n. Then, the wind U at time n plus 1 can finally be calculated. Next, we will calculate the pressure gradient from the pressure distribution. For example, the pressure gradient at point x, m, with interval change in x, 40 kilometers, 10 kilometers, can be approximated as shown in the figure. Using the observed pressure at point x, m minus 1, xm, xm plus 1, the pressure gradient at xm can be obtained and used in the x momentum equation to derive the acceleration term. Finally, we get u at the n plus 1 time step and further. Number 2. Model resolution. The atmospheric motions ranges from molecular to planetary scales. Due to the limited computing resources and observation, small processes cannot be explicitly represented in the models. Horizontal resolution in the distance between grid points, the higher the spatial resolution, the smaller the meteorological phenomenon that the numerical model can simulate. In general, the resolution of a model is determined by the performance of the computer, the domain size, and the size of the smallest meteorological phenomenon the model attempts to simulate. The model resolution can increase with better computer performance, smaller domain, and smaller phenomenon. The models have vertical levels. Each vertical level has a fixed number of grid points relative to the Earth's surface. The number of vertical levels determines the vertical resolution of the model. Each grid point has values representing the average state of the atmosphere. By calculating each term of the primitive equation from the current state, we can predict the future state. As the time intervals are shorter, such as 10 minutes or 30 seconds, more stable and detailed results can be obtained. However, if the model is integrated for a longer time, the calculation will take too long. If this time interval is large, stability problems can lead to inaccurate and unstable results. These time intervals are referred to as temporal resolution. Number 3. Coordinate system. The observations are made at regular time intervals in 3D space. The vertical coordinate system used in models are terrain following vertical coordinate systems instead of the commonly used Z and P coordinate systems. The main reason for not adopting either Z or P coordinate systems for the vertical coordinate system is because the Earth is not flat. The model cannot calculate the spatial derivative consecutively in the region with mountains. To solve this discontinuity problem on vertical coordinates, Phillips developed a terrain-following sigma coordinate system. It is a vertical coordinate for atmospheric models defined as pressure normalized by its surface value, which allows for continuous fields to be represented smoothly at the lower layers in the model. The sigma coordinate, or a slightly modified eta coordinate, are used in most of numerical models in KMA. Eta coordinates use a sigma coordinate system near the ground and use a z coordinate system above a certain altitude. Chapter 3. Numerical forecasting process. If we use the governing equations programmed into a computer, this becomes what we call a numerical model. Let's take a closer look at the process of producing forecasts with the numerical model. The first step of producing forecasts includes the collection, quality control, and data assimilation of observational data. We convert meteorological data collected from a large number of sources in real time to the grid system of the model. Data obtained from various sources are first subjected to quality control process. Then they are finally assimilated, taking into account errors and physical balances between variables. Missing values can be replaced by interpolation or extrapolation with the surrounding values. Data assimilation is a process of creating model initial conditions from observations and the predicted field, first guess field. This figure shows a cycle of numerical forecasting processes that are repeated throughout the day. Data collection, quality control, data assimilation, and forecasting are carried out sequentially. The huge size of predicted three-dimensional variables is finally transmitted to the forecaster. However, the predictions are not perfect. There are errors in the observational data, data assimilation process, and numerical models. Therefore, the forecaster produces a final forecast based on his or her experience and statistics when interpreting the results from the numerical model.